So our reading this morning is from Luke chapter 14, verses 15 to 24, which can be found on page 1048 of the Red Bibles in your pews in front of you, or page 290 of the Accessible Bible. So that's reading from verse 15. She says, not being able to find the page, sorry. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast of the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I have just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who are invited will get a taste of my banquet.' This is the word of the Lord."
Thanks so much, Mel. Keep your Bibles open at that passage. We're going to look at it together this morning. It's a joy to see you. A very warm welcome. We're going to play a little game to start off with before I pray, and it's called the yes-no game. And all you're going to do is, when I hold up the card, you have to say what it says. Okay, here we go. Very good. Let's pray. And there's far too many no's in our story today. So let's pray and ask God to help us understand it. Father God, thank you so much for your grace, your goodness, your word, your truth, how we need it, how we need your spirit to come now and fill us and speak to us so you might hear your word to us and that you might send us out to live for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, isn't it great when you get an invitation, boys and girls and grown-ups, you get an invitation to something? I love getting an invite, especially when it's to one of these, a party. Isn't that great? We love a party. I love being invited to parties. I love it when an envelope comes to the door and it feels like the sort of quality envelope. You think, that is a wedding, that is a party. And you open it up and you go, oh, how exciting. And inside it says this, "Steve, that's me, you are invited to a super amazing party. Do come." And it's signed by somebody. And you think, yes. You check the diary. You check the time. You check the venue. You think, yes, I can come to the party. How exciting. You let them know what's going on. And you reply and you attend the party. It's great to go to a really, really great party. And today in our true story that Jesus tells, and he tells a story to a bunch of people listening, and he tells a parable, a story to make a point. He tells us about a party that's happening. An extraordinary thing is this, that we should be saying,
yes.
But people actually say,
no.
They say,
no.
They say,
no.
Can you believe that? And the point of the story is this, that when Jesus invites us to a party, his forever party, we should say,
yes.
But the problem is many of us say,
no.
How extraordinary. You know, the people who were listening to Jesus that day, they were listening with great interest to what he had to say. They were saying, won't it be amazing, Jesus, when we go to heaven, to that heavenly banquet? And Jesus tells this story. He tells a story to wake people up and teach them when King Jesus invites you to his forever party in heaven, through faith in him, we must say yes. Because it's foolish to say no. And so we hear about a man, Luke chapter 14 and verse 16. We see as a man who prepares a great, big, massive, enormous banquet. And we see he sends out the invitations. Out they go. Off they go. Invitation, 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 invitation. All over the place, probably to his best family, his best friends, all the people he knows, the people who are part of his community. He sends them out and he makes huge preparations. Massive preparations, this mighty big banquet. A banquet, fabulous. And we're told that the time comes for the banquet. So he calls his servant. Servant, come here.
Master.
Oh, marvellous. Servant, come here, servant. Let me make you look a little bit more like, I love being called master by Nate. It's just great. Let's make him into a very Middle Eastern servant. There we go. Fabulous. Look at that. And let's give you a microphone. So, servant of mine, here we go. Here's a microphone.
Thank you.
What I need to do this, servant, I've sent out the invitations.
Right.
And I want you to go and tell people the banquet is ready. Come. The banquet is ready.
Come,
so I'd like to go to Mr. Jones first of all. He's over at that door there.
Okay.
See if he'll come. Tell it's all ready.
Master.
All ready. Off you go. Thank you very much. How exciting. The banquet is ready.
Hey, Hot Chuck.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Sir,
yes.
the master has said, come. The banquet is ready.
The banquet is ready.
Yeah.
Now.
Yes, yes.
Come now.
Now.
Oh, I've just gone and bought a field. Oh, well, send my apologies. All the best wishes. Have a great party. But I've just got to sort out the field. Sorry.
Sorry. No.
So, tell me, sir, are they coming?
I'm sorry, Master, but they said no. They've got a field to plough.
I've got a field to plough? I gave them the debt, I made the invitation, and they've got a field to plough. What a ridiculous excuse. I can't quite believe that. Okay, well, look. Why don't you go and have a little look and go knock at that door over there, see if anybody will come to the party from that door. I've invited them, they know the date, they're a great friend. I'm hoping they're going to come. Off you go, servant.
Thank you
very much. Can you believe that? Too busy? That's just an excuse, isn't it? Business of life, bought fields, as if you wouldn't look at a field.
Sorry. Sir, the master says you are invited. Come now, the banquet is ready.
I can't. I bought a load of cows. So I've got to go look after the cows.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear the great news. My friend's coming to the party. Here we go. Here he comes. He looks really, really perplexed. And he looks very sad. So tell me, servant, what is the news? Are they coming to my party?
Master, no. They've just bought cows.
Cows?
Cows.
Pull the other one.
Hey!
Cows? What do you mean they bought cows? They're too busy. Surely when you buy cattle, you check out the cattle. That's ridiculous. They've bought cows, and that's more important than coming to my party. I spent so long preparing for the party, I cannot believe it. But I will not lose heart. Why don't you go and invite my friend over at that door there? See if they will come to the party. I'm sure they're going to come. We're very close. They've told me they're coming. Off you,
okay.
Just go and tell them. The party's ready. Lots of work has gone on. Go and sort them out. Off you go. Thank you very much, servant.
Oh, how lovely to see you. Oh, how lovely.
Ma'am. Really exciting. The master is sending his invitation to you to say that the huge, amazing, most wonderful banquet is ready, and he says for you to come now.
Oh, now?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just that I very suddenly just got married.
Oh.
So, it's terribly sad, but I can't come.
Okay.
Sorry.
As you wish.
Bye.
Okay, here he comes. He's looking rather pale. And more perplexed. Go on, tell me, break it to me. Break the news to me. They're coming, aren't they?
Master, she's getting married, so it's a no.
No? She's getting married and she's not coming to my party, but I've given her the date. She's got married. How bizarre is that? Well, Seven, just wait there, please. Can you believe it? Verse 18, it says that everybody who has asked began to make excuses. They made excuses, they weren't real reasons. They didn't want to come to the master's banquet. And of course, the master is God the Father, who invites people to come to Jesus the Son, to his forever party through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He sends the invitation out, and the answer to the invitation of Christ should be,
yes.
But they kept saying,
no.
Can you believe that? They said no in the story. You see, those people in the story, they were like the picture of the Jewish people, God's people, who knew that the king was coming, that the Messiah was coming. And when Jesus came and said, come and follow me, they should have said,
yes.
But they said no. Well, the master was so distressed. In fact, we're told that he was angry and cross that they would not come, but he was determined. The banquet was ready, the party was ready, and it was open. There was room for many people. So he sent off his servant to find other people. Off you go. Anybody?
All of them.
Invite all of them, okay? And particularly if they look a bit dodgy, gammy legs, eyes, bit on the edge, invite them. And by the way, let's give Nate a clap, Isn't it sad, those people? They are a picture of many people in Jesus' day who he invited to come and follow him, and yet they would not come. But the amazing thing is, in heaven, there is enough room for all of God's people. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing, because that servant came back and he said, the poor have come in, the crippled have come in, the lame have come in, a picture of those people who are not Jews, the Gentiles, they've come in. And they've accepted the place, but that amazing thing, verse 22, there is still room. There is still room at the banquet. And that's the situation today, boys and girls and grown-ups here, that Jesus has come. And he died on the cross to make the way for us to be God's friends. And he says, come and follow me, and you can come to heaven forever and ever to my eternal party in the new heaven and new earth. And he wants us to say yes. He wants us to say yes and not to be like these foolish people in the story who kept saying no, no, no. Can you imagine saying no and not going to God's forever party in heaven? One of my jobs as a minister is to take people's funerals, and I take them again and again and again. And often people who've had nothing to do with church and nothing to do with God, right at the end, their families want heaven. We're made to live forever for heaven. And Jesus has come, and God the Father has prepared a wonderful banquet for all who will trust in him. I wonder, have you yet said yes to the invitation of Jesus Christ? You see, the place to be is to be like these people in the passage, those who are poor and crippled and blind and lame. They are pictures of people who realize they need Jesus. There's a hymn that goes, the humble poor believed. It's a picture of us realizing that we are not good enough. We will not get to heaven on our own. We cannot do it without Jesus and trusting in him. The humble poor believed. And when they received the invitation, they said yes. And they were welcomed into the party. I wonder this morning, have you yet said yes to Jesus? Do you know, it's quite possible to be like the religious leaders. We're a very religious bunch. We come to church week after week. Oh, we go to church, we come to this church family, and we can think, well, that is enough. But actually, have we responded to the gospel invitation to come and follow Jesus, to repent and believe the gospel? Now, I know for many of us, we have done that. We're trusting Jesus Christ. We're following him. Well, who should we be like in this story? If we're not those who need to respond to the gospel, who should we be like? Well, we should be like Nate. Like the servant who goes around inviting people to follow Jesus. Do you know, you'll know the story of the Titanic, the ship that could not sink. It's a terrible story of many, many lives that were lost. On that ship, there were three classes of people and different places on the boat to sit. But at the end of the day, the company who owned that boat after it sunk had only two boards outside their building. One board said, saved. The other board said, drowned, lost at sea. And whoever we are, whatever we've done, whoever we think we are, act as any two groups of people in the world. Those who are saved and those who are lost. And our job as Christians, if we know and love Jesus, is to be those who are telling people to come and follow Christ. That when he says, come to my forever banquet, that we come. Because actually at the end of the day, if people say no, 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 there will come a time when it's too late. Verse 24, I tell you, no one of those who are invited will get a taste of my banquet. Those who said no will not be welcomed. It is a serious, sober truth. But a truth to inspire and encourage us all, boys and girls. I wonder, who of your friends are you inviting to hear about Jesus? Grown-ups, who are we praying for that they might come to know Jesus? Last week on our Vision Sunday, I encouraged us all to take these cards and write five names down. Boys and girls, if you haven't got one, go and get one and get your mums and dads to help you to write five friends' names down that you can pray for every night to come to know Jesus. Have you done that yet? Because it really matters. Too many people say no. Too busy. Life takes over. I've just bought a new field. I bought a new car. Life is really busy. I bought animals. I'm too busy with the pets, too busy with the kids to even think about it. So real, this story to life. We're so consumed by busyness that many people don't realize their need to respond to Jesus Christ and his gracious invitation to come to his forever party. I wonder, have you done this yet? Have you written down five names of people you're going to pray for this year? To come to know Jesus, to invite them to things. Because we are like the servant in the story that Jesus told. The banquet in heaven will be absolutely amazing. And actually too many people say,
no.
And we want them to say,
yes.
Let's pray for God's help to be faithful servants of the Master. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for this extraordinary story Jesus told because he loves us. He loves us so much that he wants us to be realistic about how serious it is to say no to his invitation to his forever party in heaven. Lord, we want to go to heaven. And we know that's through trusting in Jesus Christ. So we pray, Lord, that we would say yes to Jesus today for the first time if we haven't said it yet. We would give our lives to him and trust in his cross for us and follow him. And for many of us who love and follow Jesus, from the youngest to the oldest, help us to pray for those you put in our lives, in our streets, in our families, to come to know Jesus and use us to be faithful servants who invite. Help us to cope when people say no, not to lose heart. Help us to rejoice when people say yes and join us here to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, we pray. May your word go deep in our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen.